Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Durrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Al Nipper. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Collins reaches second base with a double. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner juggles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Whitaker moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Collins is hit by the pitch. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-0 in the game. Coles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans moves to third. Boggs moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman bunts towards the mound. Nipper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gedman moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Trammell reaches third base with a triple. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 0-for-1 in the game. Coles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Buckner moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Rice scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Collins bunts towards the mound. Nipper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gedman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Randy O'Neill now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gettman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons pinch hits for Ed Romero. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-4 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles juggles the ball. That's an error on Coles. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.